শত্রু জিউবে নচগ্রানেত্রে নচভূমি বোম নতে
Shiva, 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 Shi Part Guru, we are now going to do the Vedic chanting. Please participate. Veda Mantra Part Guru, Shwai Yogdan Kuru. Om Bhagme Manasi Pratishthita Manahome Bhachi Pratishthita
Anirakarnam me
Namaste mahi santo te mahi santo
Namaste mahi santo
santo
Shanti, shanti, shanti.
Om
Purnamadah, Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnamudachyate. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avasishvate
Purnasya Purnamadaya
Shanti, shanti, shanti.
Om Shanti, shanti, shanti.
Sahano avatu, sahano vunatu. Saviriyam karavavahai
Saviriyam karavavahai
Tejasi no aditamastu mavidvishavahai
Tejasi no aditamastu
Shanti, shanti, shanti.
Shanti, shanti, shanti.
Om Shang No Mitraha Shang Barunaha Shang No Bhavati Aryo Maha. Shagno Indraha Brihaspatihi Shagno Vishnu Rukramaha
Shagno Indraha Brihaspatihi
Pratyakshaṁ brahmāsi Pratyakshaṁ brahmavadiśvāmi
Swami,
Swami, Swami,
Swami,
Swami, Avatu mam, avatu vaktaram.
Avatu mam,
Om shanti, shanti, shanti.
Shanti,
shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, shanti, sh Karni Vishram Deva Bhadrang Pushema Akshavi Ayutraha Padrang Padrang
Shanti.
আমরা আমাদের আলোচনার পর্বে প্রবেশ করছি। আজ আমাদের আলোচনার পর্ব, এটি ব্রহ্মোপলব্ধি 960তম পর্ব। আজ 2025 সাল জানুয়ারি মাসের 5 তারিখ। এটি ডিজিটাল মোডে 251তম সানডে টক। টুডে উই হ্যাভ দি সিরিজ অফ গড রিয়ালাইজেশন অফ 968 ইন দ্য সিকোয়েন্স। দিস ইজ অ্যাকচুয়ালি দি থার্ড ইন দ্য সিকোয়েন্স অফ আওয়ার সানডে টক। The first in the sequence we had continued, that was the preparation for God realization, that we continued around 400 something, and next was the ingredients or the inputs for God realization, that we continued for again more or less the same period. And today we are at the 968th session of God realization. This is the third in the phase. We have entered a new year, to 2025. Today is the first Sunday of the year. This is actually the 251st digital Sunday talk. Aaj amader alochona dhyan jog. Today we are going to discuss the meditative connect. The name actually is Dhyana Yoga. Today, for some reason, I am going to use more English than other days. Dhyana Yoga is coined from the word meditation, or meditation is actually trying to explain the concept of dhyana. Now the concept of dhyana is actually inbuilt in our Vedic stream and most of other Indian streams of God realization or worship or any kind of spirituality. Even the impact of that has gone widely to other areas, other cultures, almost 4,000 years ago. You can say, it's from the Buddhist period onwards. The early Laozian period in China, which is around 5,500 years from now, previous time, they had used also some kind of meditation. The meditative form which we have in the Rig Vedas, and thus getting connected and continued further forward, has got certain different streams. Today we are going to discuss some of the highlighting streams, which are actually the guiding or the parental stream for all kinds of meditative forms in the world that the human society has come to know from various angles, from various colors, from various tastes, from various regions of the world, from various overtones onto that. The fundamentals of that is getting back to oneself, getting back to yourself. The fundamental of meditation is to have initiate a process of inner discovery. The process of inner discovery is only effective and possible when you have a belief, or you know for certain, or even you have got some idea about that some good things or some noble things are contained within. If there is no good thing or no good noble things within, then why does a person take a time out to get inside? Why do you do that? You can do only when you have a treasure inside. This treasure is not measurable, quantifiable, and countable. This treasure is something which has got an infinite connect. This we call that, you know, the intrinsic as a minuscule, but it's connected with the extrinsic, the entire creation in its all ways and its over all periods and moments of time. Therefore, when we try to have a meditation, it will have an overall impact, or it will touch down all the elements of the living organism. Any individual, when we are in a human body, human understanding and a human soul carrying within, it's a human form, and the human form has got millions, and now it's the counted or approximations made, it's, you know, several billions of cells within, including the cells of the brain. Because brain itself has got several millions of cells. And these cells, each one is active, and each one has got the power and the capacity to exist, however, through a mutual connect with the next or the others. Therefore, cells within the human system are interdependent on one hand and independent on the other. The moment you identify the intrinsics within a cell, the moment the cell itself realizes the intrinsic potent within itself, then again it becomes independent of others. Until that, it's connected with the surroundings. Until that, it's connected with each and every other cells or its surroundings and the environment in which it's functioning. It's actually the urge to connect with one particular intrinsic at one particular level or one particular place of our imagination. Let's begin with the imagination. It's an imagination through which we actually attempt to touch down the intrinsic. Imagination has to be turned into reality. It's not a dream. It's not even a just ideation from a distance. It's the imagination based on the factors which are operating within and around. Therefore, when we take a call to have a journey within, then we need to begin with an imagination. And you imagine that you possess something good and great. You have something good and great as a gift, if you wish to call it gift of God, that's the best. If you don't, then you can consider the gift from somewhere. It is a gift because it's grown without your consent, it has grown without your volition, it has grown without your action on that. So it has grown independent, and therefore it is a gift of the human nature, gift of the cosmic nature. I call it a gift of God. And the moment you consider it as a gift of God, you get the right direction. Since the session of today is a session on meditative connect, Dhyana Yoga, I'd have three different phases of meditation in a very short while. One in the beginning now, after a few words of exchange, then meaning a few words of explanations, then again, and if time permits, then one at the end. At least two sessions we shall have, if not three. So now we shall proceed to have a session. Amra ekhon ektu dhyan korbo. ধ্যান করবার তিনটে ধাপে আমরা করার চেষ্টা করব, না হলে দুটো ধাপে। প্রথমে এখন আমরা প্রাথমিক ধ্যানের প্রাথমিক পর্বটি করব, তারপর কিছু পরে কিছু আলোচনার পর আমরা এর দ্বিতীয় ধাপে চলে যাব, আর সময় থাকলে আমরা তৃতীয় ধাপও করব শেষের দিকে। তো আমরা প্রথম ধাপে ধ্যান করব। সো উই আর নাও বিগিনিং উইথ দি সেশন অফ মেডিটেশন রাইট নাও, ইটস ফর জাস্ট আ ফিউ মিনিটস। And the first thing to think about meditation is, how do you sit, where do you sit, and how do you consider yourself as a person or as an element in this process of meditation. Now the first thing that we need to try, the most difficult thing that we need to try, is forgetting your own identity as a person according to your understanding of things. Let us try to forget our individual idea of ourselves as an individual for a few minutes from now. আমরা এখন ধ্যানে প্রবেশ করব, তার জন্য একটা আমরা কেমনভাবে আসনে আছি, কেমনভাবে উপবেশন করে আছি, কেমনভাবে আমরা পার্টিসিপেট করছি, এগুলো ইম্পর্ট্যান্ট, সেগুলো আমরা বলছি, এগুলো গুরুত্বপূর্ণ সেগুলো বলছি। তার চেয়ে বেশি গুরুত্বপূর্ণ একটি বিশ্বাস যে এখন আপনাকে নিজেকে ভাবতে হবে যে আপনি এখন একজন অসংখ্যের মধ্যে একজন, কোনো বিশেষ কেউ নন, আপনার কোনো পরিচয় নেই। ইউ ডোন্ট হ্যাভ এনি আইডেন্টিটি ফর নাও, ফিউ মিনিটস ফ্রম নাও। ইউ আর নাইদার এ ফ্রেন্ড টু এনিবডি, নর এ রিলেশন টু এনিবডি, নর এ পার্সন হ্যাভিং এনি ওয়ার্ক ফর এনিবডি, নর অ্যান ইন্ডিভিজুয়াল who is committed to anything in the world or anything for anyone in the world, nor an individual who is having any kind of iota of mental constructions, including promises, hopes, expectations, desires, doubts, conflicts, angers, and any kind of ill or positive mental orientation to anyone in the world. Eguli theke amader ekhon mukto hoye shoja amra boshchi. Our sitting posture, since I am seated on a chair, I am sitting straight on the chair. You please try wherever you are seated. Place your feet parallel to each other on the floor. If any constraining things is there, for example, if your vest has got a belt. It's better to lose it. If you are wearing a tie, better to lose it. If it is slightly loosened, that's better. You are set now straight, your feet parallel to each other, placed on the floor, hands on respective knees. Your eyes are closed, your both the nostrils are open. The first phase of meditation is to have a connect with the air. You don't have to do the alternate nostril breathing now. That comes when we enter the second phase of pranayama. That comes then. Now we are doing a prelude to pranayama. If prelude to pranayama is not done, then dhyana does not take place. এখন আমরা প্রাণায়ামের পূর্বের অবস্থাটা করছি। প্রাণায়ামের পূর্বের অবস্থাটি হলো আমাদের নাক কোথাও বন্ধ নেই। আমরা নাক বন্ধ করে কোনো শ্বাস নেব না। এখন আমাদের চোখ বন্ধ, আমরা সোজা বসে আছি। We are seated straight. আমরা এখন আমাদের সঙ্গে এই মহাজাগতিক এই যে অস্তিত্ব তার সঙ্গে সম্পর্ক আমরা বুঝব একটু একটু করে। How do you understand or connect with the cosmic system? It's just through the invisible air. We inhale and exhale through deep breath and deep breathing as a process for some time only, just this. But I'll tell what would be the mental condition for this phase also when we proceed. So let's take deep breathing. Amra jore jore নিঃশ্বাস নেব এবং ছেড়ে দেবো, দুটো নাক দিয়ে নেবো, ছেড়ে দেবো। আমরা সোজায় বসে আছি, আমাদের চোখ বন্ধ, আমরা দু নাকে নিঃশ্বাস নিচ্ছি যেমন নর্মাল নেওয়া হয়ে থাকে, কারোর কোনো অবস্ট্রাকশন, শীতকালীন অবস্ট্রাকশন। বাট ইফ ইউ হ্যাভ গট এনি প্রবলেম অফ দি রেসপিরেশন সিস্টেম, ডু অ্যাকর্ডিং টু ইয়র ক্যাপাবিলিটি। আমরা শুরু করছি, ইউ স্টার্টিং। We're taking air inside and trying to hold it for some time, no measurement, and then releasing the air when we feel that it should be released. Let us continue for 10 different cycles of this now onwards. Okay. So we have done 10 cycles. I guess everyone is through with that. So now we are going to discuss certain things which are connected to this. Dhyana Yoga is actually a subject of great importance, as has been mentioned by Lord Sri Krishna to Arjuna. And he has mentioned that all great things of idea, great components of idea and great matters of idea, great things of the work, and anything great that you can think of or can take the initiative to perform requires some element of meditative attention to that. When he was actually discussing, Lord Krishna was actually sharing things with Arjuna, like Shankha Yoga, Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, and again Sannyasa Yoga. He has defined the true identity of a sannyasi, a monk. Who is a monk? Who can be considered a true monk? After all this of his mentioning, Arjuna had thought that he needs to share his own mind with the Lord. And he made two questions to Lord Krishna. These two are very important for Dhyana Yoga. These two questions are fundamental to the human society and could be considered as common to human society. The first question of Arjuna: Yaha ayam yogah tvaya pruktah samyena madhusudanah etasya aham na pushyami chanchalatvat sthitim sthiram chanchalam hi manah krishna pramuthi balavat dridam tasya aham nigraham manye vayoho eva sudushkaram. Arjuna was mentioning that you are saying you have to meditate, you are saying you have to think of God, you are saying you have to have good things in mind, you are saying you have to get rid of desire, get rid of jealousy, get rid of envy, get rid of anger, get rid of negative emotions, get rid of all these things and be indifferent to the reactions to you from the world. You are saying all this, but I don't understand anything because my mind is not within my control. My mind, chanchalatvat, my mind is actually always fluctuating. My mind is always in a turbulent form. My mind is in turbulence. So you tell me how to get hold of this mind, how to overcome this condition of the mind so that whatever you have said, I can understand that properly. I want to understand that, but I am unable to. Why? Because my mind is actually in a turbulence. It's not fixed. It's not steady. My mind is actually flexing between things and among things. It's attracted by things of the world and influenced by anything and everything of the world. Lord Krishna elaborates the answer which we are coming to. The seed of this answer was there in Yoga Shastram of Patanjali. Patanjali was mentioned. Bito Ragu Bishayam Va Chityam. This is one of the remedies that he has mentioned. Tat prati siddhartham ekutyat vyasa. Tat prati siddhartham ekutvang vidhyasa. Patanjali is mentioning, yes, mind has got different stages. What is that? He says mind is kshipta. Mind is sometimes mudha. Mind is sometimes vikshipta. This mind can be made to be attaining a position called ekagra. And further, the mind can be taken forward and pushed up to a situation of niruddhya. Mind is kshipta, meaning it's always, as Arjuna is mentioning, chanchala hi matihi mam. My mind is always in turbulence. I'm unable to sit, I'm unable to have a poise of the mind. Patanjali is mentioning, yes, that is one of the conditions of human society, human life. One of the stages of human life. Oh, human being, you have to come out of that. Your mind is kripta. You have to make it mind of poise. Shant. You have to make it prashant. You have to make the mind stable, steady. Mudha. Mudha is, it's unable to conceptualize the good things within. Any good thing that comes in, it becomes actually a thing which is unacceptable. Vikshipta is a further turbulent condition. Mudha is again explained by others as lack of the spirit of divinity, lack of the wisdom of God, lack of this orientation to the divine ambience. If the mind can create an ambience, mind can gradually consolidate and come up to the stage where it's poised to deliver something which can bring the mind out of this clutches of things. Patanjali is mentioning that you have to do what? Bito rago bishayam ba chityam. Meaning you have to come out of the any kind of subject of the attractions towards this empiricity or empirical conditions of your life for the mind. So mind has to elevate. It says the mind has to elevate. Now he gives an idea. We shall now take the advice of Lord Shri Krishna. Kamyanam karmanam nyasam sanyasam kavayo viduhu sarva karma phalat tyagam prahu tyago vichakshanaha. Lord Krishna advises Arjuna to become a sannyasi in mind. And he says, if you can attain that, you become a true sannyasi. Who is a true sannyasi? The person who has abandoned the kamyanang karmana. Kamyanang karmanang nashan. Nashan is give up. Nashan is giving off and adopting, giving off and accepting, giving off and dedicating. What do you give up? You give up any kind of concern for the world, for yourself. What you don't give up, you do never give up your karma, your work. So Lord Krishna repeatedly is mentioning the person who has given up the karma cannot become a sannyasi. Sannyasi is a person who is into the karma, but who has given up what? Has given up the expectations of fruits from that karma. The results, the outcomes, you have given up. Now what is vidya and what is avidya? The sages are saying that if you have to go for the godly activities, if you have to have a realization of God, and then in that case, you have to have in your mind the orientation which actually takes you to the realm of God, bereft of anything, without having any connection with anything else. If you got any connection with anything else, you are never nowhere there. You have the connect with God and you are trying to have that as an absolute. And he said, Sarvya karma phalo tyagam prahu, tyagam vichakshanaha, sannyasam kavayo vidu. If you have abandoned that, you have given up that, and you have accepted something different, what is that? You have accepted God. You have accepted God for life. Is it a purposeful acceptance? Lord Krishna is saying, no. It is a purposeless acceptance. It's an acceptance without any cause and purpose. It is an acceptance with sheer love for God and a total true dedication to God. And he qualifies further, saying, Yogaha yukta visuddha atmaha vijito atmaha jito indriyaha sarva bhutatmo bhutatmaha kurvanapi na lipyate. Maybe that you are working for the entire world. Maybe that you are working for yourself. Maybe that you are working for you and the world. Maybe that you are working for a cause. Maybe that you are working on a purpose. Maybe that you are busy in those works always. But if you are in a position to dedicate yourself in the spirit of things, to God, then you win these positions and conditions of mind. What are those three conditions of mind Patanjali is telling that you have to overcome to get into this? Poise of mind, ekagra in manaha. Ekagra manaha is single pointedness or centricness of the mind. Ekagra is ekaham agraha asit, ekaham agraha bhavishyati. What has a future of one particular absolute destiny, or what is actually accepted as one particular absolute destiny? The condition of mind in which you can do that is your ekagrata. The single-pointedness of mind, the oneness of the mind. And that is the method which has been mentioned by Patanjali. Patanjali has mentioned that Maitri, Karuna, Mudita, Upekshanam, Sukha, Dukha, Punya, Apunya, Vishayanam, Bhavanata, Chitta, Prasada. Maitri, Karuna, Mudita, Upeksha. Maitri is friendliness to anyone and anybody, others. Karuna is your compassion to the world. Mudita is your getting delight in the attainment of individuals, things and groups in the world, apart from yourself. Upeksha is any inflicts on your individual being by anyone in the world. Be indifferent to that. Maitri is friendliness. Karuna is compassion. Mudita is your getting delight for others. Upeksha is your being indifferent to the world. Sukha, Dukhya, Punya, Punya, Vishayanang, Bhavanataha, Samadhi. Equate between the opposites that the world can offer to you. You consider both the same. If you have happiness, consider that as good. Unhappiness, also consider in the same spirit that it's got some reason behind. Never blame the world, never blame the others. Put the blame to yourself. This has been explained by Swami Vivekananda very elaborately, and he's saying, when you find the result of some karma is not coming palatable to you, and you find an immediate cause of blaming some other person in your vicinity, try to reorient that to yourself. Because in most of the cases, you will find that's true. If you honestly explore that, you will find that's true. So Patanjali is giving a solution. He's saying, when we are into the pranayama mode from meditation, what is the difference in the normal breathing or the deep breathing that we've done and the pranayama? The difference is, in the pranayama, we are taking the help of our prana shakti, the vital energy within, to help us in exploring and having the willed imagination from within, and to try and reach out to the willed imaginative point of our target. So in the pranayam, we have the willed imagination, and the willed imagination comes only when we are at least slightly concentrated within. Patanjali is telling the concentration will be facilitated by one thing. You do a japam of the pranama mantra. When you are doing the concentration, if you have got a mantra for your spiritual attainment, that's a big thing for you to do. You do separate. That's your spiritual ritual. But if you have to internalize, and if you have to have the realization within, then you have to be very, very sharp, focused. And the sharpness and the focus would be helped, facilitated better if you have the pranama mantra. What is the pranama mantra? It's just Om. The Om as a kind of pronunciation, Om as a syllable within, Om as a mantra you can consider, or it's just a sound you can consider. So Patanjali is telling, while you are doing that, you try to have the spirit drawn within through this cultivation of Om as and when you can. And gradually you will find that you are in a position to do that in a better manner. Those who have copied Patanjali in their own way and use that in their, there are, spiritual doctrines in the world who have coined it from Patanjali, and without, mentioning that it's taken from Patanjali's Yoga Shastra, they have used that in their central scriptures. I'm not blaming anyone. The good things can be taken from anywhere. It's good always, but it's better if you can recognize the source. It's the honest kind of confession and honest, mentioning. Should have been there, but it's not there. As yet, it's not there. But again, the original of Patanjali is worth to, getting into and follow that when we are going to the next phase of our, next step of our meditation, which we are going to do now. Now we are going to do the next step of meditation, which we will have the first phase of pranayama. In the first phase of pranayama, we'll do alternate nostril breathing, maybe two or three cycles. I guess three cycles let's do, because time is short. So we do three cycles, but if anyone is serious about it, should be minimum 10 cycles, because, in order to consolidate, you have to have minimum frequency of, 10 cycles done. However, we can have some, experiencing through three cycles we do now. And then we internalize how. So while we do this, we are doing this, alternate nostril breathing, and at the same time, we will have this chanting within. So two things you have to try together. One is you do your alternate nostril breathing called pranayama, and at the same time, you do a chanting of Om, 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 without creating your sound. You are doing within yourself, in your mind, within yourself, you're doing that. And that will take you to a deeper realm of the mind. Gradually, you'll find the mind, the door of the mind is getting opened. Now, the moment you find the door of the mind, you are getting open, now you get a lot of different directions to get it or to drive it through. We have done Nash Yoga many times, but actually, unless you proceed this way, it's very difficult for people to get inside this Nasha, because Nasha is giving up and adapting. It's the twin things together. Once prapatti, sharanagati, Nash. Prapatti is, prapatti sadhanam is what? Prapatti sadhanam is the spiritual process or the meditative process through which you give up all these, adherences of this world. Meaning you are getting yourself freed from all different kinds of the worldly cords. That's prapatti. Prapatti is your getting free from the other obstacles in the path of spirituality, in the path of God. You will never be able to totally free, because once you're free from one element, one person, one context, one condition, one environment, you will find you are constrained by the other. So what you have to do is, prapatti is actually what? Actually, in your mind, you get into everything. Whatever comes in your way, you get into that. There is no restriction in your work. There is no restriction in your food. There is no restriction in your living a life. There is no restriction in anything that you can do. However, if you are in the path of God, you cannot actually involve yourself in certain things which are not really advisable. Your mind will not allow, your consciousness will not allow, your intrinsic will not permit, even the vital energy will not permit. So even if the external mind is influenced by something from outside, you will not be in a position to do that if you have adopted the pathways of God. That way it has been mentioned by Lord Krishna to Arjuna, that when you have given up this adherences and you have accepted me, what he is saying, he is mentioning Arjuna. Bhumihi apaha anala vayu khang manaha buddhi ahankara ashtabhi. Iti yang me vinya prakriti astodha. I am actually spread out into the entire creation. Lord himself is spread out into the entire creation. Where is he spread out? He spread out in Bhumi, the earth system, the planet. Apaha, the water. Vayu, air. Anala, the Agni, the fire, the light, the illumination, the energy, the fire that comes from the sky also. Khang, the sky. And of course, it includes the void. Manaha, now insight. Manaha, buddhi, ahankar. Manaha, buddhi, ahankar. Manaha, your mind. Buddhi, your intellect. Ahankara, your individual identity. That's known as ego. We don't wish to call it ego. We wish to call it individual identity. The psychological way of calling ego, id, ego. Ego is divided into various phases, and it's connected with the kind of explanation that they have given. The moment the mind, the science of mind of the Vedas is opened up to the world, it's yet to, but it's coming up. It's actually, it has already come in a fragmented form, but it has to come up in a comprehensive form. The modern explanations of mental science will be shattered, because it's far elaborate and more accurate to the truth. This I am telling with authority, with responsibility. Mind is not your. Mind is our own.
But again, he is telling, he is present in that. So, Lord is present in the mind. God is present in that. As he is present in the heart, as he is present in the ear, as he is present in water, as he is present in the sky, as he is present in the fire, in energy, the light, as he is present in vacuum, as he is present in others, he is present in my mind. God is present in your mind, but you are driving your mind in your own ways. Your choice, your taste, your preference, these are getting dominated. So God is there inside the room, the inner room, and you are controlling the inner room through a lock. So you have locked the inner room and the inner room is locked, so he is not felt. Buddhi, the intellect, therefore the sages have mentioned, and in the deliberations, the discussions between the Lord of Death and Nachiketa in Kathaho Upanishad under Krishna Yajurveda, there Lord of Death or the Lord of Righteousness is mentioning to Nachiketa that this human person, this human body, human existence, you consider this as a chariot. And Atmana Rathinam Vidhi. Atman, Supreme Himself, is seated on the chariot. He is the Atman. He is the Supreme. The intellect is the driving force, the Sarathi. Atmana Rathinam Vidhi, Shariram Rathamevatu. Sharir, the body, is like a chariot. Buddhi to Sarathi Vidhi. The intellect is working as a driving force, the driver. Manaha Pragrahamevatu. The mind is the connecting cord. But again, the mind, the connecting cord, itself has a presence of Lord, the intellect itself has a presence of Lord within, the chariot itself has a presence of Lord within. So when Sri Aurobindo explains that the Atma, Atmani, Atmana, Atma Sthitaha, Koshaha, Sthitaha Atmani Atmana. The Atman is contained within the entire system of yours. And again, the Atman is contained within, is present within your cellular existence, each cell of your existence. So each cell has got its own mind, consciousness, that can be energized enough to respond if required. But that's not required as of now. What is needed is to unfold the barriers, is to open up the barriers over your mind, is to open up the barriers which the central existence, central entity is residing within, and to discover or to rediscover the noble entity, the Supreme, in the form of Atman within. And that's why Patanjali is mentioning, you do that in the form of a pranayam, because Vayu, it's also having Lord as a messenger within. It's also having Lord there present in each element of the body. And so when you are using that, you are inviting there, you are having that within, It's actually acting as your friend within. And it's doing what? It's doing the opening up on your behalf and facilitating that for your realization. So now we are proceeding to have the pranayam for just a few minutes. Let's have 3 cycles of alternate nostril breathing, and then I will continue mentioning what we are going to do. So our sitting posture is the same. We are seated straight on our sitting place. If you are in a squatting position, also straight. Eyes closed, hands on knees. To begin with, breathing normal. Then we begin with alternate nostril breathing in the way you can. You fix your own ways to do. Inhale through one nostril, hold. Exhale through the opposite. Give pause of a second. Inhale through that opposite, hold. And exhale through the first nostril. That is one cycle. You do 3 cycles. Let's start. If you have completed 3 cycles, now proceed to the next step. Hopefully you could remember that concept of Om. If you have missed that, now visualize. Now visualize that Om within yourself. See that Om. Breathing normal, eyes closed. See that Om. Maybe at the base of your forehead, the place of third eye. Discover Om there. If you find any in your biological system, any organ is creating problem for you, any organ, right from the down of feet to the top of head, anywhere, any organ, carry this Om, take this Om, let this Om proceed as per your wish to that organ. Take it there and visualize Om there. Anywhere within your system. If you don't have any of such difficulty or point of concern for any part of your system, now take Om forward. Again, to the same place of your base of forehead at the point of third eye. Visualize. Within your mind, allow your mind to do the chanting. Om. See how many times you can do. Maybe 3 times, 5 times. No sounding. It's a symphony that you have to create. It is within your system. You don't have to go outside the system. And now at that place, if you have got love for God, God in any form, God in any identity, or any symbol, or any word of God, or any divine plea of God. Now have that vision, visualize that at the same place. You see your God there. You visualize the presence of God there. Or you visualize an infinite sky over there. If you don't want to visualize God. You will find gradually your mind is cooling down. Prashanta Pratishevitam. Your mind is developing the condition of poise. Your mind is now serving the tranquility in the world. Your mind is now connected with the Supreme. You are now connected with the Supreme. You are now connected with the Divine. You are now connected with the Infinite. You are now connected with the cosmic system. Visualize. Now we gradually come back take our awareness down. Open our eyes. O the Lord, praying for the realization of those who are serious about it and sincerely expect that. Thank you. We shall now do the chanting. Please participate. আমরা এখন বেদমন্ত্র উচ্চারণ করব, প্লিজ বেদমন্ত্র জয়েন করুন। ॐ বাগ্মীমনসি প্রতিষ্ঠিতা মনহো মে বাচি প্রতিষ্ঠিতা আবিহি আবিহি মে দে শ্রুতং মে মা প্রহসিহ অনিনোদিতে অহোরাত্রা সং দদামি রীতং বদিষ্যামি সত্যং বদিষ্যামি তদ্মামবতু তদ্ভক্তাণামবতু ॐ শান্তি 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 শ্রোত্রমাথ বলমিন্দ্রিয়ানি চ সর্বাণি সর্বং ব্রহ্ম উপনিষদাম অহং ব্রহ্ম নিরকুরিয়াত মাম ব্রহ্ম নিরকারোত নিরকর্ণমস্তু অনিরকর্ণম্যস্তু মহি সন্তু
te mahi santu
dharmaste
mahi santu
shanti shanti shanti
om
shanti shanti shanti
Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachyate
Purnamadaya
Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti
Om Shanti Shanti
Shanti Shanti Sahaviryam karvavahai
Sahaviryam
karvavahai
Tejasi nau aditamastu ma vidvishavahai
Tejasi nau aditamastu ma
Shanti Shanti Shanti
Om 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 Shanti Shanti
Shanti Om Mitraha Shang Varunaha Shang No Bhavati Aryo Maha Shang no Indraha Brihaspatihi Shang no Vishnu Uru Kramaha Brahmane Namahote Vayu Namah 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 Namah
Sitang
Bodhiswami, Satyang Bodhiswami.
Sitang Bodhiswami,
Mabhatu Tadvaktaram Abhatu
Tadvaktaram
Abhatu Tadvaktaram
Abhatu Tadvaktaram
Shanti Shanti Shanti
Om
Bhadram Karni Vishnuam Deva
Om
Bhadram Karni
Andhra
Devahi Tang Yatayu.
Shanti,
Shanti, Shanti.
Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Meditation for 2 minutes. Ekhon 2 minutes dhyan korbo amra shobai. 2 minutes meditation now. Jama, Jama, Jama. We're now closing. We're now closing for the day. We shall meet again next Sunday at 5:30 Indian Standard Time.
Yes.
Wish you all the best.
Pranam, sir. Pranam, pranam.
Shabai bhalo thakbe.
Pranam, sir.
Agami roibar shari paste abar milita.
ভালো